Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I went to college at UC Santa Cruz, which is a very crunchy town. And the reason I bring this up is I had a job at this all natural, organic, no sugar in the sauce, you know, whole wheat crust pizza place. This is back in the 80s, mind you. Well, I burned my finger really badly. And one of the women I worked with showed up my house with this plant. And she said, this is an aloe vera plant. Now, I had never heard of aloe vera before. And I remember being amazed. She cut it open and she squoze it on my burn. I said, wow, that feels really good. Well, what's really interesting, Andrea, to me is that I didn't learn until a few years ago that aloe vera isn't just for our outsides, but it's also for our insides. And here to talk more about that is Marie Wittekin, certified clinical nutritionist. Hello there, Marty. Sorry, I called you Marie.
Oh, I get that.
I need my glasses. No, I should be wearing my reading glasses. Marty, tell us about aloe vera and some of the other uses. I just mentioned the burns, but boy, it's good for all kinds of things.
Well, I have to tell you a quick burn story because I can beat yours. I had a bunch of family over, and I decided I would just cook bacon for them in the oven. And I had an old cooking sheet that wasn't very thick, and so when I took it out of 375-degree oven, it kind of warped when it hit the cold air and poured bacon grease down one arm.
Oh,
well, that scared me. I picked the thing up and poured the bacon grease down the other arm. So anyway, long story short, I should have been in the emergency room, but the aloe vera saved me from that. And I didn't even have, I had no blistering, no scarring or anything. So what's interesting to me when I read a booklet on aloe vera about the historical uses and what science is showing is to find out how many people get benefit on the inside just as dramatic by drinking aloe vera.
Marty, is it safe to take aloe vera for a long period of time? And tell us a little bit about what it does to the insides. Because, you know, it's interesting. A friend of mine recently, and a few people were telling me that they were suffering from acid reflux. So I told them to go get some aloe vera at the store and make sure that it was, you know, one that doesn't have any preservatives, excuse me, and organic. And they took it and it helped them pretty much immediately. So tell us, what does it do to their insides when they're taking it, especially when they suffer from acid reflux, and also if it's safe to take on a long-term basis?
Well, the question really is, it's safe in this environment, in modern technology, to go day by day and not take aloe vera internally. As long as you're getting one that's properly made, you can't take a leaf out of your garden and throw it in a blender,
right?
Because there's stuff in the peeling that's not good for you. But it's anti-inflammatory. It helps to improve immune function. It helps heal the lining of the intestinal tract. It does moderate not only acid reflux, but blood sugar. It improves the antioxidants in the blood. Just a wide range of surprising health benefits that people and many just don't know about.
So would you recommend that people take it daily and have more severe issues? I would think, do you take it more than once a day?
Well, exactly. And one reason for taking it and a way to remember to take it is to use it as what you take your vitamins with, because in one study, and these studies are only on one particular type, and if you can't assume that anything on the shelf is going to have these benefits because they don't have the same contents. But in one study of a polysaccharide-enhanced aloe vera, it increased the absorption of vitamin C 20 times. So you can get more out of your supplements by taking it with aloe vera every day. And there are combinations for digestive issues if somebody wants to really get a head start on solving a digestive problem. But yes, you can. It's kind of a food, so it's hard to overdo it. Taking that couple of ounces twice a day is certainly well within the realm of what's reasonable and conservative.
And I know my brother-in-law also suffers from acid reflux, and he's been taking it for, you know, the one he's been taking is Lily of the Desert, and I told him to go get it, like, when he was telling me that he was even having these issues. And he's been taking it for about 9 months. So you think it's completely safe for someone to continually take it on a daily basis, especially if they're suffering from some type of digestive or acid reflux condition, right?
Well, exactly. Any kind of a condition. And in fact, I wrote a fairly popular book about natural alternatives to Nexium. So I'm something of a, quote, expert, unquote, on heartburn, and I get this kind of feedback a lot, that probiotics are helpful, but for immediate relief, aloe vera, it calms things down, and it helps undo some of the damage.
Interesting. So, I mean, I do want to talk a little bit more about the acid reflux, because I do find it's something that a lot of people are suffering from, and they're taking Tums, or they're taking, like you said, Nexium, other things to help get rid of it. But I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, doing some natural things, like you mentioned, probiotics, but also doing enzymes. I know enzymes really help to help prevent it, and taking HCL. But how does the aloe vera itself help to, I guess, calm down or to suppress the acid or get rid of it? Like, what is it doing?
Well, I think what we first have to ask is the question, why do we have heartburn? It's not excess acid in 99% of the cases. It may even be too little acid, but the stomach contents have gotten up into the esophagus, and those tissues have been damaged and inflamed, and they're burned. And one of the things that we, as we talked about at the beginning, aloe vera is very helpful with burns. It also stimulates the repair of skin cells. So you have these effects going on in the esophagus, so it goes back to more of a normal state. It's not protected against stomach acid, so really you got to then also wonder, well, that little sphincter, there's a little muscle between the esophagus and the stomach, why is it not operating properly to keep everything going south like it's supposed to? And it may be inflamed. So I think one of the main reasons is just the anti-inflammatory nature of aloe vera. But then on the long haul, if you're absorbing better of your nutrients, you're detoxifying, you're helping all these other factors, then and even the immune function, because some of these gastric problems can be caused by bacteria. So it would take millions and millions in research to pin down mechanisms in some of these things, but history, thousands of years of it actually, it can't be wrong that people have found benefit.
I want to talk, we have about a minute left, I want to talk about the science, because I think for a lot of people, we could say, it could say that, you know, take it because it helps. Talk to us in, you know, in under a minute. What is the science saying about the benefit of drinking or using aloe vera?
If you get a type of aloe vera that is very rich in polysaccharides and it has the full spectrum of the molecular weights, there are actually one company that tested their own products in clinical settings, and they proved all of the things that I just said. And even inferior aloe has some benefits, and there's never been any bad studies on aloe except one done by the government where they did what I said don't do, which is to throw a whole leaf in your blender and eat it peeling and all.
Right. Okay. So that's what people want to stay away from. So for anybody listening, don't do that. Don't throw it in your blender, but look for a good quality company that that manufactures good quality aloe vera and that does the research. Marty,
and
unfortunately,
it's organic,
we're out of time today.
Like you say.
And organic. Yes. Important. Thank you. Very important. Yes. Can you tell us where people could find you, your website?
HBNshow.com, which is short for healthybynatureshow.com. And you can get there that way too. HBNshow.com.
Perfect. Marty, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, stay well.